Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friend. Yeah, big, fat, juicy Thursday. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. And we begin with fallout from Klippity Klopp's Liverpool. Hilariously losing away at Napoli, as of course predicted by me on yesterday's show. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
And the full-time whistle goes, and a horrid, horrid night for Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool in Naples, torn apart by Napoli.
What was worrying is it looked like Liverpool hadn't done their homework. You know, because anyone who has watched Napoli, as they would have done, would have known their key threats, you know, who dictates the play, the two at the base of the midfield, you know, their wide men are so important to them. You cannot leave Trent Alexander-Arnold 1v1 against Kvaratskhelia. They'll know that now, but that's too late. But they would have known that from watching, you know, they've nicknamed him Cavaradonna after Diego.
You've had a couple of bad games this season, which has culminated into your worst season since you became the manager of Liverpool. This same thing has happened to Thomas Tuchel, which has led to his sack. Do you kind of worry that this same thing might happen to you?
Not really, but who knows? The difference we have is our, obviously, there are different kind of owners. Our owners are rather calm and expect from me to sort the situation and not thinking that somebody else should sort it. If that's how they always saw it on the day when they changed their thoughts, then they might tell me.
Craig Jones, rule out the dog. Frankie goes to Hollywood. Can you hear me, Frankie? You're my with hello, BT.
Let me tell you now, there are Liverpool fans listening to this and watching this that want Klopp out. I promise
I'm
you.
I'm not having it. I'm not having
You think there aren't?
No. If you're a Liverpool fan and you want Klopp out, you're an idiot. Let's go to Daniel, who's a Liverpool fan. Daniel.
I'll have to say, Jason's right. You know, to be fair, Klopp's had 6-7 years now.
You agree with Jason? You think his time's up?
Yeah. You look at results against Manchester United, Fulham, Crystal Palace as well, and tonight's games, especially against Napoli. It's just poor. And
I know it's poor. Daniel, I know it's poor. It's been shocking. The results are not good enough. The performances tonight, nowhere near good enough. But they're going through a period here, Liverpool, right now, and they need their fans to back them.
They got beat 4-1.
Okay.
4-1.
No disrespect, but they got James Milner playing in midfield because they haven't invested. Don't blame Klopp. Blame the owners.
They drew away against Everton. No,
I don't blame the owners. I mean, you're looking at Salah. He's not done much since Mane's left. Mane was the best player for Liverpool in between Mane and Salah. Salah should have gone.
Richarlison, the star, as top European football returns to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for the first time in 2.5 years. It finishes Tottenham 2, Marseille 0.
First of all, I'm happy for Richie because he deserved to have a night like this. I remember very well when we signed him. He said, I can't wait to play, to listen the Champions League music and to play in this competition. Not many words, but important words for me. Yeah, today, this morning, I remember him. I said, Richie, I remember what you said, and tonight you have your opportunity, your chance, and you deserve this, and enjoy this moment, and try to do your best. I think he did his best. He helped us to get 3 points in a difficult game.
From what we've seen, towards the end of the game, the Marseille fans have been the aggressors here. They were the ones that went up to the cordon over in the corner on the far side, approaching and confronting the Spurs fans and then throwing various missiles towards them. It has died down, but towards the end of the game it was very, very ugly up there, and I'm pretty sure there will be repercussions. I must say, from what I've seen, it does look like the Marseille fans were the aggressors, and Spurs fans mainly had arms outstretched, not saying, well, come on, let's have a go. They were saying, what the hell's going on? Marseille fans waving scarves above heads as their players go over to them now. Maybe the players could do just a little bit more to try to calm them down a little bit. That would help the situation.
Now, here's the reaction to Gio van Bronckhorst's Rangers getting absolutely gubbed by Ajax, a word I've never used before. But you know what? I'm gubbing like it. Wait, Goldstein, don't you mean Ajax, not Ajax? Because that means you could have gone with the gag they cleaned up, Rangers. Oh, shut your face and play the audio.
It's a really poor back pass. Bergwijn throwing it, rounds the goalkeeper, 4-0. Just as I was saying, Rangers had the ball at their feet. Bergwijn intercepts a really wayward pass.
8 goals in 2 games, that's too much for Rangers. So that's, you know, that can never happen. Of course, today with the opponent, with who was very strong in Champions League, you can lose a game, but not with so much difference. If you see the way we gifted the goals, we have to take it. We have a big game on Saturday against Aberdeen, which is always a tough game for us at Pittodrie. So it's going to be a real fight.
Chelsea have sacked Graham Potter. Oh, hold on. No, that's for a couple of months' time. Have sacked Thomas Tuchel after that pitiful defeat to Dynamo Zagreb. Brighton's Graham Potter, there you go. He's the front runner to replace him. Here's Jim White, Simon Jordan and Danny Murphy reacting to the news on TalkSport.
Really shocked. Really surprised, actually. I like him. He's one of the top managers out there. I think it's too early. That's my gut feeling. It's too early. You look at the 2 centre-halves they've brought in. One they've brought in from Napoli, who's taken a little while to get settled. Fofana's just got there. He's just brought in the centre-forward they've been crying out for. Kante's been out. Yeah, it's not a perfect start. Their away form has been a bit poor. And he's occasionally, a couple of his interviews have been a little bit whingy and whiny. But I'm not sure it's the right thing. I'm really surprised. And I think it's too early. I think it's a knee-jerk reaction to a game last night that they dominated and would have won 9 out of 10.
This is not, in my view, and I'm always for firing managers that deserve it, this is not big boy thinking.
You wouldn't have sacked him.
Unless there's something really materially going on behind the scenes that we don't see outside,
yeah,
then I can't see why I would have done, no.
And here's a delighted Andy Jacobs, that's a sentence never really said, who had his say on Tuchel's departure from the bridge.
I'm sick of Tuchel. Every game, it's a different team, different tactics. Why are you playing Mount as a holding midfield? That was the start. It was right at the start.
Right.
And then I had Chelsea play without energy, sterile, slow football. They're not fit enough. There's no confidence. They need a new voice. Oh. And I basically felt that, you know, that if they didn't... I thought the ownership would, out of misplaced loyalty, because he did a good job in the takeover, that they'd hang on to him. And I thought that's a mistake, because right, the longer you hang on to him, the worse it will get. You know, we've seen last night on the Chelsea website, all the fans are going, he's got to go. When they get rid of him, they're going, why have they got rid of him? It's a terrible decision. You think it's not a terrible decision.
Havertz goes up with a header and it goes out for a corner. Ljubicic was back there. He came off, I think, almost off Havertz's shoulder with the header.
Here's another mad note. Chelsea could have Haaland and he wouldn't even get double figures.
Yeah.
It's true, though. Yeah. Don't create anything. Yeah. I'm starting to go quite mad. I've written, Peter Walton, what do you think about Tuchel? Well, on the one hand, he's been dealt a difficult hand, but on the other hand, he's useless. Thank you, Peter.
On now to Darren Bent on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, claiming Graham Potter is the ideal man for the Chelsea job.
First and foremost, he's got to coach these players, and that's what he's very good at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, progress is not always about just the points in the games that you win, because obviously at Brighton he's done a fantastic job, and when you look at his record you'd probably say it's a bit underwhelming in terms of the wins that they've got compared to the losses. But progress is not always about that. It's about the style of football they play, what he's done in the transfer market, what players has he made better. When you watch Brighton, first and foremost, you enjoy watching their football. They've got an identity to the way they play. The recruitment they've done at that football club has been second to none. So he, I think, has taken that club forward. Even though the points and the wins may not suggest that they're improving, they are as a football club. So for me, he would be the perfect candidate for that Chelsea, because they don't need to worry about anyone else coming in, identifying players, bringing new players in. All they need to worry about from now until January is just coaching. And fair, it's shorter because of the World Cup. All he needs to do is coach, get Chelsea playing attractive football, and the quality players that they've got in their squad and in their team will take care of the results.
It's one of those times where you turn around and say, opportunities come, it's about the right opportunities. Graham Potter is clearly going in a direction of travel where his reputation and people's perception of him is incredibly high, and this will be one of a litany of opportunities that come his way. If it's the right one to take a super club like Chelsea, that not a super club in terms of the natural fabric of them, but a super club in terms of the financing that's been put in place to put him in that position, and he believes that he can do something different to what other managers have proven they cannot at Chelsea, which is have longevity. No one's had longevity at Chelsea. Nobody.
And of course, don't forget, Chelsea's next match against Fulham is live and exclusive on game day, or Saturday, as we like to call it, in the 12:30 kickoff on TalkSport. On now to a bit of boxing, and heavyweight champion Tyson Dazza Fury phoned into Jim White and Simon Jordan to bring us up to date with the latest on his proposed fight with Anthony Joshua. Fury outlined the options he's given to AJ in order to make the fight happen and gave him no more excuses.
I have seen that they're trying to wriggle a little bit with the date, because we had Manchester United football ground booked for the 12th of November. However, they're saying that's too short. So what I have got, even better than that, is Wembley Stadium booked for the 26th of November of this year. And if he doesn't want to go to Wembley at the end of November, I even have a December date for him, the 3rd of December at Cardiff. So take your little pick, Dosser.
And the referee has waved the fight over. Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
I'm 6'9", 270 pounds. He's 6'6", and 250.
But he's better than Deontay Wilder, though, isn't he?
Excuse me?
Come on, Tyson. Anthony Joshua was better than Deontay Wilder.
Who is this speaking? Is this Simon Jordan speaking?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Behave yourself, Simon.
Come on. Give credit where credit's due. He's a better fighter than Deontay Wilder. He might not hit as hard as Deontay
Put
Wilder, but he's
Jordan
a better fighter.
Put my way sorry, here,
sorry.
Tyson.
I'm getting confused. Who are we talking about? Usyk or Joshua?
I'm talking about Anthony. I'm talking about AJ. We're talking about the experience of what you come. You're going against someone that's got power. Usyk is a different dynamic. He's a boxer. Anthony Joshua is a fighter. So Deontay Wilder, you're going to fight a better fighter in Anthony Joshua than you fought in Deontay Wilder. And Deontay Wilder
definitely
put you
not.
On your backside.
No way. Wilder KOs AJ in two rounds.
Really?
So how can he be a better fighter? Tell me that.
Well, I'm asking you. I think he's a better fighter, but I'm asking you because your expertise is far more compelling than mine.
Yes, exactly.
So you think Deontay Wilder is a better fighter, a better all-round fighter than Anthony Joshua?
I don't think there's anybody in the world other than yourself who believes that Joshua could beat Wilder in a fight. No way. Wilder puts his fist through AJ as soon as he lands on him. And he's not that difficult to land on, is he? I don't know if you're aware of that.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Erik ten Hag has been speaking ahead of Man United's clash with Real Sociedad tonight in the mighty Europa League, the big competition, the proper one, the one they all wanted. No, you don't believe me either. He said he can't always keep all his players happy, but he needs a big squad for the amount of games this season.
What a moment for Ronaldo! He's got them out of jail again! It's 2-2.
Maybe I cannot keep them all happy every game, but everyone gets the game time if they perform well, quite clear. But what I say, we need everyone. We have a lot of games to cover. There's a lot coming in front of us. It's not national teams, of course, the World Cup, but also all the cups in England, the Europe League Cup, where we're now getting in, and of course the Premier League.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on How to Go since Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the superstar that is Darren Bent, so make sure you join us for that one. Now, it's a shorter show than normally because straight after us, well, not really after us, but in our show, there's a 5:45 kickoff. It's FC Zurich against Arsenal in the Europa League. Presented by Andy Goldstein. Who? No, me neither. Oh, is it me? I'm presenting live football now, am I? Okay. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for this. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.